Welcome to the Fabricated Podcast with your host, Fabrice Fuanji, a.k.a. The GOAT, a.k.a. Mr. Too Damn Tall, a.k.a. Too Fresh, Too Clean, Too Mean. What's good? Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is about to be something I think about for a while. You know, I've been thinking about, you know, starting something like this, something crazy, something authentic, something real. So it's basically going to be like I'm going to have special guests and all that stuff and having a good time with friends and family, hopefully, and all that stuff. But yeah, it's been long awaited. I know people wanted to see a movie, and trust, yo, the movie I'm making is dope. It's on the way. Do not sleep. I'll definitely keep y'all updated about that. But I got a movie on the way. But in the meantime, this is going to be a podcast that I want y'all to listen to whenever y'all feel like y'all got to relate to something or interested in certain topics and all that stuff. So, but yeah, I'm going to treat you guys with the rules a little bit. But let's get right into it. So, first and foremost, on this podcast, we don't fact check. We don't fact check. I don't care. If you say something, it's raw, uncut, and that's what you think. Now, on this podcast, we also want all the smoke, which makes sense because if you say anything and you don't fact check, you probably going to get smoked. So we're going to want all the smoke in this podcast. So that's the rule. It's going to be a lot of topics that people have some strong, you know, opinions about and all that stuff. So, you know, I want to make sure that you can say it comfortably, but just know if it's something whack, you definitely going to get roasted. That's rule number. That's the first two rules right there. We keep it 100% authentic. So what I mean is, like, you know, we keep it to where I don't want none of that fake stuff. It's a real area where real people come and talk that real shit. You hear me? That's just what I'm talking about. Like, for example, like, let's say I'm chilling with a shorty old girl and be like, she's like, I like your shirt. Oh my God. It's like fancy. And I'm like, you know, thanks. I really appreciate you. She's like, nah, like I literally love your shirt. And I'm like, I don't want that. I don't roll like that. That's not me. Not one bit. So, yeah, we keep it 100% authentic. Number four, the most important rule of the podcast. We don't clout chase. We don't want clout. We don't care about that. Life is too short to just want clout from everybody, you know? Everybody always wants that perfect life. Nah, this is perfect right here, you know? We don't clout chase whatsoever. We just talk that shit straight up. 100% raw. 100% authentic. No fact checks. That's how we're going to keep it real. So we got that. And that's basically the podcast. So definitely, like, if y'all want to hear certain topics, let me know for sure. We're going to discuss that. Like how I think LeBron's definitely the greatest of all time in the basketball generation of all time. You know what I'm saying? And when I say that, I want all the smoke. Because I know some of y'all Michael Jordan fans going to think I'm crazy saying that. But no, LeBron's definitely a GOAT. That's a fact. But yeah, moving on up. For future episodes, I don't even know. Like, so there's a lot I'm really planning to do with the podcast. For instance, with future episodes, we're going to have, like, special guests. So say it's, like, a family member, a couple of friends, hopefully a celebrity or something crazy like that. You know, we're going to do that. But we got to build up to get there and all that stuff. You know, that takes a while. But we're going to have people of importance, you know, people of community, people that help the community and all that stuff. We're going to have them on the podcast, have them talk their stuff and promote their stuff. You know, it's like I said, it's 100% authentic and we want to keep it real just that way. So that's what we're going to have to do. And then last but not least, and probably the most important plan for this podcast is have 100% of fun with the squad. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring the squad on here every once in a while. Maybe if it's all of them, or maybe it's just a little bit of them. I don't know if y'all watched my dad video. I posted it 2 days ago. Link in the description. Watch that. Yeah, I posted them and y'all really enjoyed that video. Most of y'all hit me up like it was funny. Yo, do some more of that. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep them coming. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely do videos with the squad because life is always much more fun with friends. So I'm going to do that for sure. Keep y'all out for more videos. But yeah, that's a little bit about the podcast. I'm so excited to do this. Everybody knows that I talk that shit and I want all the smoke, so I'm gonna do this. For the fans, for the people, for the community, whatever. So if you want to come on this podcast, definitely hit me up. We're gonna save you a spot somewhere on here. And we gonna talk that shit. So yeah. Let me take a sip of this right here. Hold on, y'all ready? Oh, that's that mango juice. Hey, if y'all never had mango juice, y'all sleep. That's the wave right there. Mango juice is the wave right there. Okay. So yeah. So y'all get to know me a little bit. For those of y'all don't know me, my name's Fabrice Fouangi. Well, my actual name is Fabrice Fouangi. It's of French descent. Like the actual name in the background. I believe my first name is from French descent, Spanish descent, my fault. And then my last name is from French descent. One of the two. That's why I like my mom, she calls me Fabrice. My grandma called me Fabricio. So it kind of works out both ways. I love both names, so that's my thing right there. Where I'm from Douala, Cameroon. I don't know where y'all, if y'all don't know where that's from. It's like if you draw, I'm gonna show y'all a little bit right here. But if you draw Africa, it's on that little armpit that goes under it, and that's why I was born and raised. I really miss it. That's home to me. You know, that's my first home, my only home. And yeah. Shout out to everybody back home. I made it. yeah, I'm 19 years young. My birthday is in 7 days. Well, guys, what? When I finally turned 20. I'm a senior at actually, I don't know if I want to tell you. I'm a senior at university. If you know, you know. Yeah, and I'm about to turn 20. I'm excited about that. Most of y'all are like, how are you 20 years old and you're a senior, man? That's a whole story for a whole nother video, man. Or podcast, I should say. And yeah, that was a long ride to get to where I'm at. So, but yeah, so that's a little bit about me. I'm getting 20. I'm getting old, man. I feel like I'm getting old because I'm always around, like, if not 22, then 23-year-olds and you know, 24-year-olds. And they're a little bit older getting life started. And I'm over here trying to figure out what life is about. So, yeah, I'm from Cameroon. But if you ask me where I'm from in the U.S., I rep H-Town all day, every day. When I first moved out, I was in Houston for a little bit. So, like, I got the little H-Town in me. H-Town is what I rep all day. Even though I do love Dallas, the Triple D. But, nah, H-Town definitely home to me. For sure. Like, big time. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to college. I might look short on the video, but I'm 6'6". I'm 6'6". I weigh about as much as Zion. But, I mean, I'm not Zion quality yet. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could dunk a little too. You know, ding, ding. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you lost your ass, boy. What? Nah, I'm playing. Nah, I'm not playing. You know, NBA, please. Recruit me, please. I'm good, man. That's ain't gonna work, but yeah, I'm Zion size, and I'm 6'7". I think he's 6'7". I'm not sure, but I'm injury ridden all the time, so I can't really hoop like I wish I could and all that stuff. So, but I mean, it is what it is. Life, God has a different path for me. Maybe this is it right here. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's basically what I want to do. People, so like basically, I'm a failed athlete. Not as if I was one in the first place. I really like when I first grew up. I did soccer a lot. I was really hooping a lot. Like, all right, soccering a lot, I guess. I played every day with the squad, with the guys back way back then. And then I came to the U.S. and I had a couple, like, you know, soccer teams. And I play on my spare time when I can, but, you know, I really had the time. I started playing basketball because I started growing. Like, I remember I came into high school. I was, like, 5'8". I finished high school, and I'm, like, 6'4". And I'm, like, what? What's going on? Everybody's going crazy. I'm like, it was wild. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. So now I just hoop, you know. I'm your typical power forward, I guess. You know, that's just what I do now, and I really do enjoy it. I really love hooping. But yeah, that's my like outside life. Personally, I just changed my majors. People ask me a lot, like, what my major is. It was mechanical engineering, but I just changed it to economics because I was engineering. Like, okay, so let's get into this right here. So mechanical engineering. Hold on, let me take a sip of this this magic right here because y'all sleep. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I came in. So it was weird because when I was going into college, my major was psychology. And then things happened. I decided to switch. And I switched to mechanical engineering. And it was like, okay. The first couple years, the first semester was rough. Because it's like the transition into college and all that stuff. Boy, I was partying, man. I'm going to show y'all some clips. Boy, I was partying, man. I was having a blast. Like the first year in college, I started getting into partying. Keep in mind, I don't smoke. I don't drink. That's not my thing. I'm not start knocking with people who do, but nah, I was just partying, man. The dance pool. This is when the Millie Rock came out. It was my freshman year and all that stuff. So, you know, people was trying to get into like the dance moves and having a blast, and that's what it was all about back then. And then, so that was that. And then I was just partying, but it didn't really knock my grades like that the first semester. Like it wasn't that bad, you know. It was like I party that like a Friday night. I wake up Saturday, have some bomb breakfast, and then study, do some homework, knock out all my assignments, and then Saturday night I party again. And I would just have a blast, man. I don't know if y'all can see the videos, but I'm having a blast. Really, like I was at the time. I was like 16. I think I was 16, turning 17 at the time. So I had a couple homies, little young twins, and they come down and I take them to parties and we turn up and all that stuff. So it was a blast. And yeah, it's one of those things. Like once you go to college, just say have fun. Like college will be your best fun times. That's a fact. So yeah, and in the second semester and all that stuff, that's when things started getting a little iffy. Like I started losing the drive to do like most of the stuff that I wanted to do. So I didn't want to do it, and I did it for sure, but I just wasn't as motivated, focused, or interested to do it. You know what I'm saying? And so yeah, and then after that, my third, fourth semester, things started getting a little worse, and not as crazy bad, but like it was a little worse. And I was like, okay, this is not really what I want to do or what I'm interested in doing, but I stuck it out anyway. And in my fifth semester, I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to switch. So now I'm going to my senior year with a new major. I think it's a bachelor's in science and economics and a minor in math, and I'm also a minor in engineering as well. So that's two minors right there on the way, baby. Black excellence. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make my parents probably feel me. If you're seeing, hi, Mom. I'm just trying to make them proud. And Dad, hi, Dad. Appreciate everything you do. So yeah, so that's what I'm on right now, and I'm really appreciating the journey. You know, I'm very fortunate coming from where I'm from. I'm very fortunate and thankful for what I have been through and what I'm going through and where I'm going to be. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going on. So yeah, and then I'm hopefully trying to start a business soon. I'm gonna start a business soon. I don't know what it's gonna be about. I know it's gonna be amazing though. Through God, everything is amazing. So I'm going to try and start a business and keep going with it. And then after that, I'm just posting up YouTube videos off classes and all that stuff. While I'm free on my free time, I'm just going to post YouTube videos and content because God forbid I pass away. You know what I'm saying? Say I died three days from now. God forbid I passed away without using the creative eye he gave me without using like my sense of humor that he gave me and all that stuff. You know, God forbid. So I'm really just trying to thoroughly just do everything that he gave me and use that. Because that's the impact. You got to leave a positive impact with what he gave you overall. So that's my outlook on that one. But, apart from that, that's really my life. I'm a really cool guy. I'm a really chill guy. A lot of people know me. If I don't know you guys, I'm sorry. But, get to know me. I'm chill, like I said. I talk a lot. I don't know if you can tell. But yeah, I love living. Like I'm a life enthusiast. I love, you know, living really it's a beauty, you know, and any day above ground is a good day. Keep that in mind, for always. So, but as far as the podcast goes, what to expect next? It's going to be a lot. Like I said, I want to have guests over on the on the podcast, and you know, talk to them. Let's just go into like crazy room right now. Let's say I'm talking to Beyonce and I'm having an interview with Beyonce. I want to have her on the podcast, and you know, talk to her about everything, the impact that she done, and how she became Destiny's Child, and all that stuff. So that would be dope to do. Imagine that. That's the beehive. You feel me? That's the beehive. That would be so dope to do. Because that is the queen. So we will just see about that one. Let's see. But yeah. So what to expect next? Hold on, let me take another sip of this. Bro, listen. Y'all look at it. Y'all sleep, man. Y'all sleep. It's mango juice, man. Whatever. Ooh, good than the mud. Okay, but yeah, what to expect next on the podcast? Smash mouth trash talking. We gonna talk the shit, okay? I don't mean to cuss much like that, but we gonna talk that shit. Like, we just, it's just about living life. And you can't live life just in your own head. You gotta get everybody's perspectives on different kind of topics. So the more perspectives you have, the wiser you become. That's why we're gonna talk that trash, because you know, most certain perspectives butt heads. So you're gonna, and that's just what it is. So you're just gonna trash talking. This is it. This is spot right here, for sure. Like for instance, like when I tell y'all that I want all the smoke, I'm expanding on that a little bit. So I want all the smoke. Like for instance, TK got, I don't know if y'all know about TK. TK got 55 years. And that's just the first charge, right? For the murder of somebody. And that's crazy to me, obviously. I'm not gonna lie, I did enjoy his music a little bit, but I mean, he did kill somebody. You deserve every decision you make, you know, you deserve the punishment for it, so. Or the consequences of it. But like, say he says something stupid online about, you know, I would want all the smoke. Okay, not necessarily about TK, because, you know, he definitely got the burner. But let's say somebody did something stupid, you know, my friend said some wild stuff. I will at him and I will talk that trash. Definitely. I'm not even, you know, that's what we're talking about, all the smoke. This is the Fabricated Podcast, where none of the content is fabricated. It's all 100% authentic. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it's about. And, yeah, we're going to talk that trash. I know I'm going to have a little session called Light Your Ass Up session, where literally if you talk in that trash, we're gonna light your ass up. We're gonna play a soundtrack in the background, and I'm just gonna light your ass up. Just straight roast you. All business. You know what I'm talking about? And yeah, that's what y'all gotta look out for that. Cause it's definitely gonna be the stuff. So yeah, I'm very excited to get that going. Let somebody say something crazy to me. I'm gonna light your ass up. So yeah, like I said, people of importance are gonna be on the podcast. So we got, you know, athletes. My little brother's an athlete. You know, hopefully I can have him on the podcast to talk about life and everything. My little sibling as well. My little sister. Influencers, you know, public figures and all that stuff. We gonna have them on there. Basically, anybody who got any positive interest in like improving the world and all that stuff, we're gonna have them on here. And anyone worthy of being here, I'm gonna have him on here. You know, if you're a hobo or homeless or whatever, and you got an important impact or aspect you want to talk about, come on in. We gonna talk straight like that. I'm not even, you know, if you worthy of being here, I'm gonna have you on here straight up. So, there's gonna be some episodes where I just talk about crazy stories in my life, like. Growing up in Africa and all that stuff, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff that I experienced and witnessed and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm going to talk about it on here eventually, you know. I hope y'all don't like that. And, you know, let y'all know about, like, story time, basically. And it's going to be a section of that y'all, hopefully y'all enjoy and have a blast with. Crazy stories, we're going to have that on here. And then contagious laughs. I love to laugh, man. pretty much all my friends have contagious laughs. Like, as soon as they start laughing, it's a wrap. Like the dad video, my friend, my homie Duran said the eyewitness joke and started laughing before saying the joke, and I was already dying. Like, yo, we definitely gonna do something like that. I have a lot of laughs on the channel. It's no biggie. But yeah, so that's what to expect on the channel, on the podcast, and it's gonna be a blast to do, to upload and all that stuff. We gotta find a way to, we gotta find a way to like broadcast out the podcast out to people, so we can get a lot more viewership and a lot more participation and all that stuff. Because the more people on here, the better. I want to hear some outtakes. I know I would say some dumb stuff sometimes, and if y'all have live responses, then I will have it on here. You know, put your stuff down in the comment section, and you say something stupid in the comments, I'm gonna say something stupid on live, and I'm gonna ask you too, because we want all the smoke on the podcast. You feel me? So that's just how it's gonna go, and then all that stuff. So yeah, that's basically the podcast. I'm excited to get it started and get it running. I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. This is spontaneous. But I hope y'all like the name flip. You know what I'm talking about? Fabricated Fabrice. That took me like a week to figure out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's in here. We live, baby. We live. So now I want to get the scheduling down. I'm not sure how I want to schedule the podcast. I know I'm moving here soon, so it's going to be a little bit change of location. But I'm thinking about having the podcast maybe every Thursdays or Fridays, upload the podcast, or maybe even every Monday, who knows. I'll let y'all know what time it comes up. It's going to be like a regular scheduling, maybe like 9 p.m. I don't know what the time I like to listen to podcasts, so I'm going to figure that stuff out and then have it up on y'all on time weekly. It's going to be one episode a week, so that's 52 a year, and then sometimes I might have like emergency episodes. For instance, like let's say the NBA season starts, which I'm so stoked about. Man, the NBA season is going to be dope this year. Do y'all see the lineups? The Clippers are going looking nice. The Clippers are looking good. Oh, man, I'm so excited to see what the Clippers have in stock. But yeah, the Clippers are looking nice. The Lakers are looking, not bad. You know, JaVale McGee finna be nice, though. Listen, I want all the smoke. JaVale McGee is going to be nice. He's going to drop a clean, smooth 11 points a game. He's starting before DeMarcus Cousins. That's actually crazy. So, I'm excited to see how that Lakers team turns out and all that stuff. So, hold on. The goat juice. Do not sleep. So, I'm excited to see the Lakers. Shout out to Kawhi. Shout out to Pascal Siakam, the homie from the motherland. I think it's a wrap for Toronto's. No pun intended. It's a wrap for Toronto's. Who else is there? You got the Utah Jazz is going to make a scene. Like, the Utah Jazz is under. They're underrated. Donovan Mitchell and then the Lulana thing, they're underrated. Like, they're going to make it to the conference finals for sure. Hopefully. Basically, I don't know. Okay. OKC now took an L. Russell's one of my favorite players of all time. And, man, like, I like the Houston move. But I don't like the way the team is composed, because James Harden and Russell Westbrook are players that both like to have the ball in their hands. So I don't know how it'll go down. It's going to be interesting to see what they do and how they come up. Like, who's going to want the most stats, or who's going to stat pad. But we'll see. As far as OKC goes, yeah, they're not going to make it through the playoffs. But if they make 7th seed, congrats. But they're not going to make it through the playoffs. There's a lot to see this season. So I'm really excited about the NBA season this year. What else is there? But back to my point where I was bringing that. Let's say LeBron James drops a crazy 40-point game, or James Harden drops a 60-point game, or something crazy happens, right? Or a random trade. I'm going to drop an emergency podcast episode where to talk about that. And let y'all know how I feel about the trade, what I think is going to happen, and my opinion on the whole thing and situation and all that stuff. Same thing with soccer. I don't know if I follow soccer, but I'm a Bundesliga guy. I do love the Premier League, but I It's because I love Marco Reus. I don't know if I know who Marco Reus is. He's the guy. But yeah, I'm a Bundesliga guy. But I'm mostly watching the Premier League. And I'm a, guess what team I love? You should already know. My new baby. You already know. Team Paul Pogba. That's my team right there. So I'm really looking forward to the Premier League as well. Watch it with the guys and all that stuff and talk about it. So let me know what y'all opinions about anything down low. And if you say some dumb, you're going to get smoked. I'm going to light your ass. I'm going to drop an emergency podcast, and we're going to talk about it. Hopefully on one of the episodes, we're going to have like freestyle episodes, you know what I'm saying? Where I just get on the mic and I just put a beat on and just start spitting. Straight rap, you know what I'm talking about? Just bars, you know? I can do that for you guys too. And everything, and remember, like, the reason I'm doing this, people, is not, we don't clout chase out here. That's rule number three. We don't clout chase out here. I'm doing this simply because it's what I enjoy doing. You know what I'm saying? So people always ask me, like, oh, you doing YouTube videos. Where's it gonna take you? Like, I don't know. I don't care. I just enjoy it, you know? So it's like, that's what I want to do. I just enjoy doing it. And wherever it takes me, you know? I ain't Joe Rogan, but I'm getting some experience, you feel me? So that's what I'm on right now. But overall, this is the podcast, the intro episode, episode one. Expect a lot more. Whenever this one uploads, there will be videos daily on that day, unless I change it further, and I will keep y'all updated. So, but yeah, man, thank you guys for tuning in the podcast. If you made it this far, you a G to the podcast, and I'll definitely shout you out. If you made it this far, let me know in the comments. So when we start the next podcast episode, I'll put you up top on the G list. I'll make a G list and I'll put you on there. And yeah, you're going to be on the Fabricated Podcast G list. You know what I'm talking about. Only the few, the rare, the authentic get on that list. So, but yeah, thank y'all for tuning in regardless. It's been your boy Fabrice from Wanji. And remember, not everything you hear online is fabricated. I'm out.